Blog Talk Radio.
New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you once again for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. For those of you who are listening by internet, if you'd like to call in, we're an interactive ministry, and you can call in and participate if you have any questions. Please do so, ma'am. Please do so, sir. The call-in number is 973. You folks are going to have to help me today. If they want to take. I just got off the phone with the technician, and I am all over the place. But anyhow, let's move forward. The call-in number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. If you'd like to participate on Zoom, the Zoom number is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And the passcode for that is Psalm 23, capital P-S-A-L-M 23. And you have access to the Zoom. Also, if you'd like to listen to this message or any one of the other messages that we have on in our archives, you can go into Blog Talk Radio, then type in We Can Begin Again. That's Blog Talk Radio, We Can Begin Again. And you can listen to this message or any one of the other speakers that have been on, and truly they have been a blessing to the body of Christ and to New Beginnings Ministries. So we'd like to inform you of that. As we move forward, we're going to have prayer, and then yours truly, I am going to try to dissect Isaiah 43:1-4, 10-12. Pastor Miles is going to lead us in prayer, and then we're going to move forward. Pastor Miles.
Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we come to you at this hour, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Lord, coming to you, thanking you for life, health, and strength. Lord, thanking you for this day that you have allowed us to be. Lord, thank you for the day that has went forth. And Lord, we see your artistry at work. And Lord, as we come at this hour right now to study your word, Lord, anything that's inside of us that's not like you, Lord, we ask right now that you remove it.
Yes.
So that you make our spirit man good, fertile ground to receive your word.
Yes.
Lord, we ask also that you bless the man of God right now who's going to stand in the gap to declare your word.
Oh, Jesus.
That we may eat it up, digest it, live it out, so that men may see our good works. And when it's all said and done, Father, we will give your name glory, honor, and praise. We ask this in your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Our scripture this evening is Isaiah 43:1-4, 10-12. Isaiah 43:1-4, and 10-12. As I interject quickly, Pastor Robinson, I see you online. I definitely love to touch base with you. Amen. The scripture reads as such. But now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have called you by name. You are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burned. And the flame shall not consume you. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt as your ransom, Ethiopia and Serba in exchange for you. Because you are precious in my sight and honored, I love you. I give my people in return for you, nations in exchange for your life. You are my witness, says the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me, no God was formed, nor shall there be any after me. I am the Lord, and besides me, there is no Savior. I declared and saved and proclaimed, when there was no strange God among you, and you are my witnesses, says the Lord. Isaiah 43:1-4, 10-12. The book of Isaiah, as we historically go back in context, is the book of Isaiah was written by many writers on their three distinct sections when we look at Isaiah. And when we look at Isaiah in totality, we look at First Isaiah chapters 1 through 9. Then there's Second Isaiah 40 through 45, and Third Isaiah chapters 55 through 56. And together, all of these chapters tell almost about 200 years of disastrous internal and external conflicts with all of that's been going on with these 200 years. Assyria destroys Samaria, the capital of Northern Kingdom, which is Israel. Then Babylon destroys Jerusalem, the capital of Southern Kingdom, which is Judah. The Northern Kingdom disappears and Judah becomes an exiled remnant. God shows punishment for this. And later, he appears on the stage, and what we see later on, Isaiah talks about Babylon, and there's Babylon, and there is a defeat there. Babylon defeated the Babylon at this time because they were under the rule of the Babylonians, and things began to change. The people were able to return back to their homelands at this time, and they were also the people who are able to return back to homelands. They were called exiled. Exiled means that they were barred from their native land. They were barred from their native land. And there are a number of different reasons we can go on this. That's another time that we can talk about that. But they were able to return home to their homelands with provisions to rebuild their lives. Now, as we talk about this, I want you to think about, we're talking about what Isaiah is saying during those times, and I want you to reflect on your time and what you may be going through at your time, what you may be experiencing at this time. I want you to think about that. See, because what God did for Israel, God will do for you. God says, you are mine. Do not be afraid. You see, what happens was during this time, God's people failed to trust and obey the God who had created them from the beginning. They turned their backs on God, refused to obey God, and they continued to sin beyond sin. And even though that they were sinning at this time, God still looked at them and he said, and they were in, because they were in bondage at this time, God says, do not fear. See, God did not give up on them even though they were held in bondage. He still made provisions for them. He still made provisions for them. He still made provisions for those who were in exile. He created for them or he formed for them a way to escape. And he redeemed them for whatever they were going through and allowed them to be able to return back to their homeland to rebuild their lives. When I think about that, I'm thinking about Israel. I think about you and I. I think about the times that we go through when things become broken, when things begin to start to fall apart, or even when we are exiled, when we are pushed away from our loved ones, when we are, because of what we believe. Those in our family, those who are related, those who are friends, because you and I have chose to serve God, because you and I have chose to submit and obey the commandments of God, there are those out there who are not going to look at you in favor. And you and I are going to be exiled. Exiled. Exiled means pushed away. We are going to be looked at as different. When you think about the word of God, it says that we are peculiar people, doesn't it? Peculiar people. And because we are peculiar, you and I are going to be looked at differently. But here in Israel, we go back into where God redeemed them. He redeemed them. It was like they were the kinsmen to the Levitical laws, where he pays the debt for whatever that they was going through, their slavery, whatever they were experiencing at that time, and they were really under bondage. They were slaves at that time, and God redeemed them. God was able to bring them back to their homeland. Family matters, folks. I don't know about you and I, but family matters. And God saw Israel as the family, his family. They were his people. They were his chosen people. And he chose not to allow them to remain in slavery, in bondage. Do not fear. And God is saying the same thing to you and I today. Whatever you may be experiencing, whatever you may be going through, God is saying, do not fear. I'll be with you. Do not fear. And he repeats this over and over to them, reminding them of that he is the only God. Even though they had turned their backs on him at that time, but they chose to reclaim or to confess God as the head of their life. They chose to turn away from the foreign gods to the living God that we serve today. They chose that. In Psalm 44, 12, Israel accuses God of selling them out to the rival power. And God answers this in verse 2 when it says, in verse 2 it reads, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. And when you walk through the fire, you shall not be burned, and the flame shall not consume you. God is leading the Hebrew through the waters. If you look back historically, he reminds them that he led them through the Red Sea. He led them, so he opened up the waters and led them to safety through the Red Sea. See, God is leading the Hebrews through the Red Sea at this time. He's reminding them that he said, I will always be with you. Do not fear, even though that you may, it may appear that you may be overwhelmed or overcome with the enemy. He's saying, do not fear. Do not fear. God is an ever-present help. God declares that the Holy One, he is the Holy One. He is our Holy One, and he barters to secure Israel's release at this time. He barters that. Finding Israel is more to them than all of Egypt. God is in showing his loving action when he says, you are precious in my sight, and I love you. He's talking to Israel, but also God is talking to you and I. Whatever you're going through, God is saying to you, you are precious in my sight, and I love you. He shows his love in so many ways. He shows his love in so many, since the beginning of our birth, God is showing that we are precious to him. God is showing that he loves us. So no matter what you are experiencing at this time, God is saying, I will be with you. You're precious. I love you. He's telling Israel that. And as I said before, please keep in mind that what Israel went through, God is still saying the same thing to you and I. We are precious in his sight, and he loves us. Do not be afraid. God calls Israel at this time to be a witness. He calls them to be a witness. And at this time, they are going through a trial. They're going through a trial. I believe that on our journey, as we are servants of the Most High, that we're going to go through trials. We're going to go through fire. We're going to be able to go through, we're going to be able to go through dangerous waters. We're going to be able to go through things that appear to you and I that are uncontrollable. But God is in control. And when God brings you and I out of whatever we're going through, he wants you and I to be a witness. He wants it to be a testimony for you to tell someone that God rescued me. God redeemed me. God brought me out. Listen, God brought me out of that fire. The fire didn't consume me. God brought me out of the depth of my sinking life. He saved me. He redeemed me. God is telling you and I that he loves you, that he loves me. That's what God is saying at this time. The trial that you may be going through, it's only a trial. And God is telling Israel at this time, do not be afraid. Those words are echoing from and the historical context of those words are echoing from Israel to today. He's still saying that to you and I. Do not be afraid. It's only a trial. It's only a trial. The fire will not consume you. Don't worry about it. Don't worry how hot it may appear. It will not consume. It will not consume you, if you only believe. And that's what God is saying to Israel at this time. Do not be afraid. And again, as we go through whatever we're going through on our journey, and there are going to be trials after trial after trial, God wants you and I to be a witness. He wants you and I to tell somebody of the goodness and the mercy that he has shown you and I through our trial. God brought me out at a time when I was suffering. God brought me out at a time when I felt that I had no way out. God, only God, was able to do the unspeakable in my life. He wants you and I to be a testimony. And this story that he's given, Isaiah is giving us, is telling us about Israel, but it's also echoing from that time to today to remind us of how we are to walk our journey, how we are to live our journey. Do not be afraid. Do not fear the fire. Do not fear. To remind us, do not rely on false gods. Do not rely on false gods. There are other nations that are going to say that their God is the true God. And God wants you and I to remind others that there is only one God. And that's what he was telling Israel that time. When they turned their backs on him, when he turned their backs on him, he wanted them to know, listen, you turned your backs on me, but I will not turn my back on you. You're going to go through a trial, but I'm not going to turn my back on you because I love you, because you are precious. Have you ever got that feeling when God is speaking to you and making you feel like you're just something special? something good that you feel all over. There are days when you wake up, you just feel just good, that you feel like you're special, that you feel like you're precious. Yes, you are. And that's God speaking to you, letting you and reminding you of who he is and who you are to him. He loves you more than you can even imagine. And here in this trial, he continues, and God continues to remind us about the false gods and other nations that they were pitting during this time. God versus Babylon's God. God versus Babylon's God. And their God was, what was it, Baal? At that time, when they worshiped Baal, they believed that Baal was their God. Is there anything in your life that you feel that is controlling you, that you love more than God, that you worship more than God? Is there anything that grabs your attention, that draws you away from the true and living God? Because if there's anything that is pulling you away and drawing your attention to that, then that becomes a false god in your life. Following Babylonian religion during this time was just temptation. That was just temptation for Israel. That's all it was just temptation. God argues in here and Isaiah is telling us that he knows that God can intimately be who he says he is. God has done for them miraculous things. He brought them out of exile and allowed them to come back to their homeland and live like they were supposed to live. Can you imagine being in bondage? Can you imagine just being tied up? Can you imagine feeling that there's nowhere or no way out? Can you imagine to feel that God has abandoned you? Can you imagine that? Can you just fathom and put your mind in their, in their place and time? God has given you and I the freedom to worship. God has given you and I the freedom to be able to express our love for him. Let me say, and there is other countries, and listen, if you even mention the name of God, you may be beheaded. You may lose your life. And God has given you and I the opportunity to be a testimony, to testify of what God has done, that how God has brought you out. When you were sinking, God rescued you. I don't know about you, but I can say that. God has rescued me over and over and over again, always been in my life. Even though there are times that I got caught up in the busyness of life, he's always been there. He's always acting and showing his saving grace. He wants you and I to look at this story that Isaiah is sharing to be a witness for God. God is like a rock in our lives. He's not going to break. You can't break it up. You can't tear it apart. God is the rock in our lives. It doesn't make a difference how hard or how bad it gets. God is our rock. Believe that. Believe that. Understand who God is. He's not just a part-time God. He's a full-time God. When you wake up, he's there. When you fall asleep, he's there. When you fall short, he's there. Whatever you are going through, God is, and he continues to show over and over and over his saving grace. He's acting on your behalf and mine. Please know this and believe it. Believe it. Understand who God is. Don't take God lightly. Don't let him be your part-time God. You only call on him when you need him. How about calling on him every minute, every second? How about calling him in season as well as out of season? How about living your life for God and be a witness? Tell everyone that God sends your way that they're precious too in God's eyesight. And God loves them just like he loves you and I. Please understand that God is like a rock, the rock of our salvation. In Deuteronomy 32:18, Israel, in 32:18, Isaiah is talking about it. Is Israel historically is experiencing, and they know what faithlessness is. They know what it is. And in verse 11, it goes on. It talks about proclaiming God as the one and only saving God, even though they turned their backs on him, even though that they fell short, God still saw them as precious. God still saw them as precious. God still sees you as being precious in his sight, no matter what you've done, no matter where you, how much you've fallen short. God still sees you as precious in his sight. And he still whispers. He still echoes, I love you. I still love you. No matter what your thoughts are, I still love you. No matter what your actions are, I still love you. No matter what you've done, I still love you. And I'm still waiting. Because I only have part of you. I only have part of you. You say that you love me, but your heart is far from me. He'll love you. To Israel, God is proclaiming to the world. God is proclaiming to you and I that he is the same God as Israel at this time, that he's the same God today. Same God who created and formed the people of Israel when they called out to him to be the witness of his saving work. The same God. The same God when Israel's testimony was a light to all nations and all people. The same God. In the same way, you and I, over and over and over again, to participate. God calls you and I over and over again to the larger mission of the world, not just your corner, not just your community, but to the larger mission of the world. Your loved ones, God is still calling you and I to be a testimony. God promises. For restoration, God promises for protection, and God is a God that can not lie. I'm going to open up the mics. If any comments that resonated in your life that you would like to share with the people of God, I am opening up the mics. Give me a minute. Give me a minute.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. All mics are open at this time.
Brother Clay, I just
Pastor Robinson, good to hear you.
I just greet each and every one of you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I just enjoy your message this evening. I didn't know if I was going to be able to get on, but, you know, I am so glad that I know God. And, you know, I'm so glad that God knows me. And what we have to understand, Elder Clay, is that God is still, he is still in the saving business. He's never going to get out of that. And God, as you mentioned earlier, God loves us, you know, no matter what. God loves us. And I'm just so glad that you brought forth that message. Excuse me. Tonight, I'm sitting outside here, but again, I say thank you for the word tonight, and God bless you, and your wife.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And keep in mind, we have to talk also. Okay, I'll be giving you a call.
Oh, okay. That'll work.
Mike, any other comments? Any other comments? Does it resonate in your life or something you'd like to share? Testimony that you would like to reveal to those who are?
I think nobody else is coming on. I think I have already shared a couple of times on this line about how God resonates in my life and how he brought me through. And as I was commenting earlier while you were speaking, you know, he's still doing it. You know, some of the things that I've been through and some of the things that we go through right now, I don't care who you are or what you're doing, you can't say that there's no God. I just don't. And I want you all to. I don't want to bash anybody, or any religion or any denomination or anything. But a young man had came to me, and I had to share with him while I was at the park with my little nephew last week that he is struggling with Mormonism. And his wife has been pulled into Mormonism, but he's from the Baptist Church, and he believes in the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, and Jesus died for his sins and is his Savior. But he is really struggling. A guy that I don't know if I'll ever see this guy again. He just happened to be there, and I showed up, and God allowed me to spill whatever he dropped into me, into him, about what he was going through and what was going to happen to him later on. But I'm just asking that you all would pray for all of those who's going through unbelief. You know, I believe Paul said that, Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. And I do believe that there's a lot of people who struggle with that, and I know it is around here because of the way, the direction that I see people going here. Some are still with God, some straight away from God. And I know this is off the text tonight. Still, I'm just asking and seeking prayer for the community that I live in now, the new community that I live in now, and the past community that I lived in, and people who have turned away from God, and and people who have strayed away from God, but not all turned all the way, but yet they're fighting these battles, these spiritual battles. And I know that the scripture tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers in higher places, but in heavenly places. But, you know, just pray for my community, and pray for those who's going through a struggle with unbelief. Not fully knowing God. They want to believe, they'll have these demons pulling from all angles and keeping them away from believing. You know how it is, man, when one whisper in your ear one thing, another whisper in your ear another thing. For all you all that's listening by internet, by radio, by or whatever it is, I pray that you all will stand with me and stand with us as I go through this time of following God. But Elder Clay, I've got to take a phone call right now. My little sister, I don't know what's going on, but I'm
okay.
Bye.
Okay. Thank you, Pastor Robinson. And his community is Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Pittsburgh, Tennessee. Any other comments? Anyone would like to share?
I would like to indicate that he thought it was a very powerful word. And we have to stay committed to God season, off season, all the time. And he will protect us and give us guidance and direction. And I feel for, you know, for forsaken.
Amen.
Amen. I would like to say, this is Sister Chair. You know, I read earlier today when I woke up, God was speaking to me about how we let things get in our head. And I was reading about when you said Baal, like the thing is B-A-A-L.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about how Bathsheba was doing, and Elijah got afraid about the situation, and he ran away. And what God said to me, and it reminded me of something he said in this lesson, was him, God said, him, he put the food in his head.
Mm-hmm.
And God said to me, don't let things get in your head, because when things get in your head, we get ourselves in situations. And that's what I like today to say. Don't rely on false God.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do is we allow, as you were saying, we got to know that we're special, and we can't allow ourselves to watch everything on TV,
mm-hmm.
to listen to everything, because yes. we're letting it get in our head.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, and when it gets in our head, it becomes an enemy to God. And I really, really enjoyed your message. Mm-hmm. And you said something else, because I've been going through a health challenge. And it's been back and forth. But, you know, it was times when I got afraid. Then the times when you said you walked through that fire, that
mm-hmm.
don't, you know, how to walk, how to live, and do not fear the fire. But sometimes I often wonder when you said God wants you and I to be a testimony. Sometimes I wonder how long, you know, is it okay if I say, Lord, how long do I go through this?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can get another testimony.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know if that's being selfish, but you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You be saying, like, is it, can we say to the Lord how long and not out of order,
mm-hmm.
or just be a part of our prayer or something?
Yeah,
on what you were saying, that's my question, my comment.
You know, I would say to that as we go through our challenges, the testimony can be the victory. Even as you're going through your trial, you speak the victory. You know, we rejoice over the victory of knowing that God is going to work on your behalf. So we rejoice in victory. We rejoice in victory. You know, God has his own time for all things, but we rejoice in the victory. And when we rejoice in the victory, it just seems to do something to our spirit. And I truly believe, you know, that is a healthy response of healing. When we talk life, when we speak life, when we speak of how God is going to, what God has already healed me, should I put it that way, you know, and he's working on your behalf at all times. God knows your heart. you know, you have sold out for the Lord. I've heard you time and time again, you know, on calls to me ministry. You know, God knows your heart. So speak life, as my wife would always say, speak life. You know, the victory has already been won. Not that it is winning it, but it's already been won. You know, and that's why God wants us to rejoice in season as well as out of season. So we speak life. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. That's what I'm going to remember. Whenever I feel down a little bit, I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to rejoice in the victory.
Amen.
It's already done. I'm going to speak it up.
Amen.
Thank you. Because I don't know, but I just get weak sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But praise God. Thank you.
Amen. That's just human nature. That's just human nature. You know, we fight against, you know, flesh and blood, our human nature. We do fight against that. You know, but God wants in a certain state of mind. You know, of how we speak. As a word says, as a person, it says as a man, but as a person thinking, so is he. Or I even add on it, so is she.
Amen. Thank you, sir.
Amen. Any other comments?
Yeah, I have one. Like,
yes.
I'm going through something right now. Me and Bishop talked about it yesterday, day before yesterday. And it's like I want God so deep, like he's breathing his word into me. And this was like, until you let go of some of the things that you're putting in front of God, he's not going to do it. So I'm just sitting there while he's talking to me, and I'm thinking things that I have to let go of. And one of the key things that he said to me was, you're not going to be able to let go until you acknowledge that you can trust God. You have to trust. Trust is a big part of relationship with God. So you have to trust God, and that he's going to do what he says he's going to do. You just have to trust and believe. And I think trust is a big part of everything. And he said let it go today, and I'm trying, man. Trying. It's been with me for a long time, but God's more important than that. So just have to trust and believe in yourself as well.
Amen. Not only, you know, as the bishop is saying, you know, in terms of trusting, but make sure that, you know, while you are trusting, that you'll ask God, you know, to increase, you know, your faith and your trust. You know, we have to be able to, you know, and ask God for help. Don't try, because if you're just trusting, and I know that you are praying, but we have to make sure that we continue to ask God, you know, to help us through this, and that becomes our prayer. You know, help me to become stronger. You know, help me to trust you more. You know, so those are some things that I would, you know, add in terms of what the bishop is saying to you. Just continue to stay in prayer and ask God, you know, to build your faith and your trust.
Right.
Amen. Any other comments? Mics are open.
God bless you, Elder John, all who's on the line tonight. This is Elder Showers from Michigan. I am deeply encouraged by the word tonight. I thank God for his presence. I thank God for his spirit, and I thank God for his love and his word that strengthens us, his word that encourages us, that word that helps us to go on, to hold on, and to endure. I just thank God, no matter what the test or the trial is, that God is with us, hallelujah, and that he will never leave us or forsake us. And I'm highly drawn to the scripture, Isaiah 43, you know, fear not. We go through a lot of things that make us kind of wonder or shake or doubt or what have you. But the word says, fear not, for I am with thee. You know, fear not, I have redeemed thee. Fear not. You say, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. Hallelujah. What encouraging, because it seems like when we go through the waters, the flood, it's like we're going to drown. But God say he is with us. And through the rivers, thou shalt not overflow thee. And I thank God that problems, hallelujah, issues and concerns will not overwhelm me, because God is with me. God lives in me, abides in me, And he continued to instruct me and direct me. And even though we're going through stuff right now, God say, I'm with you. I'll never leave you or forsake you. I'm more for you than the whole world against you. And what that is, we have to activate that word with the faith that we have, believing that God is able to do all things but fail. Hallelujah. Yes. And I thank God. Hallelujah. He said, when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned. Thank you, Lord God. Think about the three Hebrew boys in the fiery furnace, knowing that God is able to bring you out. God is able to bring you through. He is able. My faith and belief is strong in him. I belong to him. I believe in him. I trust in him. No matter what come, no matter what go, I know God is able to do all things but fail. So I thank God today, even when I went through cancer, even when I went through a stroke, even when I went through all these here heartaches and pains of death and abuse and rejection and whatever I went through, God was with me. And that is the word that we have to know and believe, that God will never leave us or forsake us. He's more for us than the whole world against us, even our own self, even when our own self is against our own self. Oh, God is with us, and he is able to do all things but fail. I thank God. Hallelujah. My family is up against the wall right now in legal situations in court and doing whatever, you know, and even people trying to take our lives. But God is with us. I have no doubt that God will bring me out, bring my daughter out. I have no doubt. I have that strong faith and that belief, and that's who I trust in. I trust him with my whole life because my life belongs to him. So I thank you today that this word has united, hallelujah, the fire within me, the more that God is able to do all things, and he loves us, and he's concerned about us, and he cares about us. So we have to stay in the word and communicate him with prayer and fasting, hallelujah, that God will bring us out. We are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors. So I thank God tonight, and I bless God for you tonight, that God will continue to enrich you and continue to restore and refresh and replenish you, that he will continue to give you his word, that you will speak his word in clarity, truth, and understanding in the name of Jesus, that there will be no doubt in your mind that God is able. So I love you all. God bless you, and thank you for the word tonight.
And thank you so much for those comments. You know, you were, and I was just thinking about whose report shall you believe? Whose report shall you believe?
The Lord. The Lord.
I know whose report I believe. Hallelujah. Can nothing turn me around? I believe in the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. It isn't good. It's so good when you can rejoice in the Lord.
Yeah.
You know? Because then you are inviting his presence in. And when God's presence is in the place, things begin to happen. Miracles begin to happen. When God is invited in. When I think about this, I think about the word. It's as though I stand at the door and I knock. And he's saying, all you have to do is just open up and let me in.
Yeah.
Just open up and let me in. Let go of whatever it is that you're going through. Whatever challenge that you may be going through, let it go. Just open up and let me in. And let me be the God that everyone talked about. Let me be the God that the testimonies that you hear about, let me be me. I am that I am.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As we come to the close, as we come to the close of this, if there's no other comments, I see a lot of numbers on here and no one's making comments, so I just hope that I do not miss you. Because we'd like you to hear from everyone on the line as you're on. And I just pray that this word has been a blessing, you know, on your journey. And if there's anything takeaways with it, I would like to say that it's only a trial.
Yeah.
It's only a trial. And you know what the trial is? That means that you're going through something, but know that you're going to come out.
Yeah.
You're going through something, but know that you're going to come out. Just a trial. And that's what Isaiah was saying here. Do not be afraid. It's just a trial. It's just a trial. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I got another comment.
Yes, go ahead.
You know, I meant to tell you that earlier, but when you sent the text message out earlier and I looked at the scripture and I was like, man, I said I've read that before. But I wasn't sure when. I actually had a conversation with a friend of mine yesterday about this very scripture, man. It was wild to me. I just wanted to comment. I just wanted to say that. And it was just wild to me, man. And it was what was really wild is like she had a verse of the day from a different app than I do, but we got the same app, so we discussed it. And then when I seen that again today, and I went back to start reading it, and I was like, man, this is what we were talking about yesterday. I just find like I don't think that's an accident. I think it was, God knew. And no, it was just meant to happen, and I think that's wild, man. I think God is amazing, and I just can't be without him. That's all I have to say.
Amen. 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 Yeah, it's just amazing how God operates. Isn't it? Just
yes.
So amazing. So amazing. At this time, we're going to open up the doors. You do not know the Lord, and you do not have a relationship with Christ. You know, if you would, please, ma'am, please, sir, just hit the number one on your dial, and we will contact you, to make sure that you, we pray for you and try to get you connected with this God that we are talking about this evening, this saving God, this miraculous God, this God who did some things with Israel, brought them back to the homeland, and so that they can live a fulfilled life, and it's same with you. God can turn you around. God can turn your life around. And listen, I just say this, and this is always my popular thing that I say, God, if you allow God to come in and be a part of your life, he will blow your God will bless you above and beyond the things you can even imagine. But you have to spend time and develop a relationship with God. You have to. God wants to be your friend. God wants to be your friend. He wants to spend time with you. So if you just hit the number one, and then you'll know we'll call you, all the numbers on here, we'll make sure that we call you, and I guarantee you that it will be a blessing in your life if you do not have a relationship with Christ. Amen. I'm going to ask, is my wife, is she available, Dr. Suzanne? Okay, I see her name here. Hey, Pastor Miles, would you close us out in prayer?
Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we come to you once again. Lord, thank you for life, health, and strength, Lord. And we're asking right now to bless the preacher man who stood in the gap and gave us your word, Father. Let us have it to see deep down within us, Father, that we may understand that you are the only true redeemer that we need.
Yes.
Lord, and loving God, that we all need in our lives. And, Lord, as we depart from this place,
oh, Jesus.
Lord, we ask right now that you release your angel to protect each and every home that's represented here.
Please, Father.
We also ask that you Release your Holy Spirit. Cover that and then seal it with your son's precious blood, that we may give your name the glory, honor, and praise, and live the more, so that people may see our light.
Lord Jesus.
But it be a reflection of you. And Lord, we ask this all in your son, Jesus the Christ, who died on Calvary's cross and might have the right to free life.
I face the dawn.